Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It has been over 9 years since the U.S. economy has been in a recession. This is the second longest expansion period on record. Some analysts are saying that we are long overdue for another recession, especially since recent gross domestic product numbers came in below the previous three quarters. Is that a slowdown? Well, we're going to talk to somebody who's going to share his insight with us. Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner and prognosticator with ACT Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Wes, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me back on your show.
So first of all, run through the most recent numbers with us.
All right. Well, first quarter GDP of this year came out at 2.3%, and it was a big slowdown. The GDP numbers had been averaging almost 3% for the last three quarters. So the 2.3% number we just got was certainly a slowdown. But first quarter GDP is usually a lot lower than the rest of the year because of harsh winter weather. Think about it. If half the country is covered in snow and ice, the economic activity is going to be less than it would be under normal weather conditions. So our 2.3% growth rate, it was better than the consensus estimates of 2.0%. And it was a lot better than the first quarter numbers from 2017 and 2016. Consensus estimates for second quarter of this year coming in around 3.1%. So if we hit that target for the second quarter, the economy will have grown faster in the first half of this year than it did in the first half of last year.
Okay, and so then actually when we're comparing first quarters to first quarters, we're not doing too bad at all.
Not at all. We're actually speeding up a little bit.
Okay, and so I guess this speeding up thing, is this why the stock market continues to hold up well, even though some analysts are saying it's getting kind of expensive?
Well, it certainly was expensive a few months ago. A few months ago, our stock market was peaking back at the end of January, but we had an unusual scenario play out in February and March. We had a stock market correction while earnings were substantially increasing. Now, the way we value the stock market is we use the price-to-earnings ratio, or P over E. So if you remember back to high school math class, the ratio is a fraction. It's the P is the top number. It's the price of the stock market over E, which is the earnings of the stock market. So in February and March, the top number, P, the price of the stock market, went down, while the bottom number, E, the earnings, went up. So that made the overall ratio drop quickly. So at the end of February, which was the peak of the stock market, our P.E. ratio was around 18. Now, for the last 30 years, it's averaged around 15.5. So the market was pretty expensive at the peak back at the end of January. Right now, it's a little above 16. So on the surface, we're a little bit more expensive than average. But when you consider that P.E. ratios are higher in a low interest rate and a low inflation environment, which we're in right now, our P.E. ratio is really right on its average when you factor in the low rates and the low inflation.
Okay, then. And so GDP accelerating, looking good. The stock market apparently not overvalued, in your opinion. Is there anything we need to be worried about?
If you're just looking at fundamental data points, there really aren't many things about our economy that keep us up at night. The labor market's tight. It's very tight. Employers are having a hard time finding qualified employees. And as an economy, that's a pretty nice problem to have. It's a problem that will eventually lead to higher wages. But so far, wage growth has not been out of control. It's been pretty modest. Wage growth right now is at 2.3%, which is just barely above inflation. So if wage growth gets up to, say, 4%, that's going to put a dent in corporate profits, and it will push inflation higher. And if that happens, we may see the Fed get a little more aggressive with their rate hikes, which, of course, the stock market probably won't like, at least temporarily. But we feel the biggest risks to our economy are geopolitical risks. If oil was to skyrocket or if a serious trade war actually materialized, those are the things that could derail our economy. But outside of a geopolitical event like one of those things, we think the risk of a recession over the next 12 months is pretty low.
Wes, as always, we appreciate your insight. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Wes Johnson is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.